I like the story about the burglar who broke into a bar one night, and he was going through the cash register and he heard this voice, "Jesus is watching you." He looked around and didn't see anything, so he continued taking money out of the cash register, and he heard the voice again, "Jesus is watching you." Well, he got his flashlight out and he pointed it around the bar, and he noticed it was a parrot. A parrot that was speaking to him. So he walked over to the parrot and said, "What's your name?" And the parrot said, "John the Baptist." And he said, "What kind of an owner would name his animal John the Baptist?" And he said, "The same one that names his Rottweiler Jesus." In today's gospel, we have the arrest of John the Baptist. He had done his part. He was the best man preparing the world for the bridegroom, who is Christ. But John the Baptist had been arrested. And so the Lord knew that John the Baptist's time was ending, and now he would begin his own public ministry. And it says, when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, it says, he withdrew to Galilee. He did this for two reasons. One was to escape the reach of King Herod. So by moving from Nazareth to Capernaum, he would be out of Herod's reach for the next 3 years, as the Lord himself would be preaching and teaching and working miracles. And secondly, he moved to Capernaum and set up his home base, his headquarters there, in order to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah, that this region that was in darkness would see a great light. And that's really the theme of those readings, the first reading, the responsorial psalm, and the gospel, that Jesus is the light of the world, and that the world was in darkness before Jesus, the light, came into this world. In fact, our lives are in darkness without Christ. Without Jesus, we are living in the darkness. But Jesus gives us the light, and he gives us the grace and the ability to get to heaven. So then, the Lord begins his public ministry. John had been arrested, and John had said, "I must decrease, but he's going to increase." So now, the Lord Jesus comes onto the scene, and the first thing he says publicly is the same message that John the Baptist had preached as well. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And isn't that the heart of the gospel? Is to repent of our sins, to have a conversion experience, to go from sin to grace, to be converted, to have a turning around from going in the wrong direction of living in darkness to now living in the light, living in God's grace. So repentance is at the beginning, at the heart of the gospel. To repent of our sins, because unless we repent, we cannot be forgiven. And we need to be forgiven in order to have our sins washed away so we can receive God's grace and his salvation. So Jesus says, repent, have a conversion experience. For us as Catholic, it means to go to confession, to be truly sorry for our sins, and to begin anew with God's grace. And then Jesus says something else. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. So Jesus, the bridegroom, is the king, and he's come to establish his kingdom. The Catechism says it's a threefold kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is first the kingdom of God's grace within our soul, which we receive in baptism, which is nurtured in the sacraments of communion and the other sacraments. The second way in which the kingdom of heaven is with us is through the church. The church on earth is God's kingdom on earth. And we pray that God's kingdom on earth will spread throughout the entire world, that all men and women will come into the embrace of Holy Mother Church and be part of his kingdom on earth, which is the Catholic Church. And third, the kingdom of heaven is, of course, eternal life with God. The end of our pilgrimage, the end of our earthly journey, will end in heaven. And that is the threefold kingdom that Jesus has come to give us. the kingdom of His grace within our soul, the kingdom of the church on earth, and then eternal life in heaven. And then Jesus now builds up His kingdom by choosing apostles. If you take a look at Matthew chapter 4, you see the Lord walking along the Sea of Galilee, and He sees some sets of brothers. He sees Simon, whom He will name Peter, who would become the first pope of the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago, and his brother Andrew. It says they were fishermen. And now the Lord gives the shortest sermon on vocations ever given. He says, "Come after Me, and I will make you fishers of men." So the Lord gives such a powerful one-line homily that these men drop everything. They drop their fishing nets, they leave everything, and they follow Christ. And then James and John do the same thing. It says they left their nets, their father with the hired men, and they follow Christ. See, that is a vocation. That's a calling from God. And notice what Jesus says. The first thing He says to the apostles is, "Come, come after Me." The last thing He'll say to them is, "Go. Go into the whole world." So notice He had the apostles with Him for 3 years. He first wanted them to come to Him, to learn and to grow in holiness, and then to go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. So this was a vocation that these apostles received. I think we can learn from them, because these apostles decided to follow Christ immediately, generously, sacrificially, and without turning back. It says they left everything to follow Christ. And what a great example that is for maybe some of our young men, some of our altar boys maybe, considering a vocation to the priesthood. You can follow the example of the apostles. The Lord chose ordinary men, fishermen, and He chose them for a special purpose. And they responded generously, immediately, sacrificially, with detachment, to follow the Lord. But you know, every one of us has a vocation in life. Every one of us has a special plan that God calls us to. Some of you, most of you, are called to the holy sacrament of matrimony. That's how God wants you to become a saint, is through being a husband, a wife, a mom, a dad. That's your vocation for the majority of people, is holy matrimony. And that's something very sacred and very holy. See, the universal vocation is to become a saint, to get to heaven. Whether you be married, or maybe some of you are called to the single life, to live the life of chastity, celibacy within the world, that's a beautiful vocation as well, to dedicate your life to serving God in the church as a single individual. Or perhaps some are called to religious life, the priesthood, or being a deacon, maybe a brother, or a religious sister. And that's a beautiful vocation as well. And you can become a saint in any of these vocations, single, married, or religious life. Your calling, though, ultimately, is to become a saint and to get to heaven. And in your vocation that you've discerned, well, the Lord will give you all the graces and strength you need to become a saint in your vocation. But some, of course, are called to religious life. And if you are called, then be open to that and respond like the apostles, immediately, generously, and sacrificially. And lastly, the last thing the gospel says today is that the Lord then went around all of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. What's interesting is that that has become the third luminous mystery. And before Pope John Paul II died, he gave the church a great gift, a great blessing of 5 additional rosary mysteries. And they are the luminous mysteries. In fact, just last week we completed all of our 20 mysteries of the rosary. Over here are the luminous mysteries. And the one right here, that you can see maybe after Mass, is the proclamation of the kingdom and the call to conversion. That's what this gospel is all about today. It's one of my favorite windows. It's so beautiful. You see Jesus proclaiming the kingdom of God. You see the crowd with the crutches and the Blessed Mother kneeling at the Lord's feet. That is what today's gospel is all about. The call to conversion, calling people to repentance and conversion, and calling to build up the kingdom of God.